call, just text me. Bitches slow can't get on my speed. They stare cause they know I'm the I-T-G-I-R-L. You know I am that girl.
Alright y'all, so we're doing something a little different this time. We are in the studio of Glam by Corn. Real big makeup artist here in Memphis, but most of y'all already know her. So today we're gonna do an episode on like the evolution of makeup. Y'all know this theme is started from the bottom. So we're gonna start from back in the 2000s, back like 2006, 2010-ish, 2015. You know those old party looks when we was in like middle school or like when people was in high school back then? We're gonna get into that today. That's the look we're doing. But we're gonna also talk about the evolution of makeup. So y'all hear a couple questions that I'm gonna ask you. I'll get into the bare face. We just did a little skin breakdown. Prep. Skin prep. Okay. Okay. Alright, Corn, tell them who is Corn.
I'm Corn. Everyone calls me Corn. I've been doing makeup for about 8 years now. I started when I was like 16. So, you know, back in those days, we were like doing brows. Huge. We like going crazy with the big eyebrows, big wing liner. The girls were into eyeshadow. The girls were doing like, what you call those? Like cut creases.
Yeah,
big on cut creases and the glitter and all that.
Mm-hmm.
But makeup has changed over time.
Okay.
Oh gosh.
The big pink lipstick.
Oh my gosh. The Candy Yum Yum.
That's what it was. Candy Yum Yum.
JT just brought back. Cause I
did.
I went and bought some.
I noticed that.
Baby. She brought it back.
That was a good collab right there. That was pretty good.
Come on. Just when you think you have everything.
That'd be me trying to get ready to leave the house.
Girl. There we go. Hey, being a girl is hectic.
It's quite a challenge.
It is.
We're doing the base right now.
Yeah, we're on the base. I like to start with like brows and shadows first because I like it real sharp and clean in the end. Mm-hmm. Yeah. So back then, the girlies didn't start like this. It was more so like start with the brows, then conceal the top and bottom.
Mm-hmm.
But I refuse.
No, I hate that. I feel like it just never turns out right if I try to do it myself. And then it just looks caked. Well, not caked, but just like a lot.
Kind of sort of caked, you know? Like, it's a made brow at this point. You mm-hmm. have to follow your naturals that you already have.
They used to wear them real thin back then, too. Like, the thin. Little line.
Mm-hmm. That was like in the 90s. Mm-hmm. They bringing that back, too.
I noticed that.
I want to do some. Have you seen the straight brows? Like, they mm-hmm. like... They like cover that whole brow and make the brow like straight.
I haven't seen that.
Yeah, it's pretty cool too.
Yeah.
There's a whole lot going on right now.
It's more so on many a different trend.
Yeah, we're on the editorial side nowadays.
I feel that.
Except the baddies. They stick to their one too.
It's a designated look that they do every mm-hmm. single time. Which I get, because you know I have my designated
go to.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. They want
to
be our DJ to win.
That's the, exactly. It's that. It's that.
Those girls.
There's so many Jada Rita makeup tutorials. So many art makeup tutorials.
I know back then, they used to do like halo eyes. I think that's what I
want to
go for today.
What's halo eye?
So it's like a spotlight eye.
Mm-hmm.
So basically, it's like all the pigments and deepness on the outside and the inner corner mm-hmm. and on the eyes just open and make mm-hmm. you feel like awake. And I know back then, like Lady Gaga, you know, people like that, they used to do stuff like that.
Mm-hmm.
Fun.
That sounds cute. I like that.
Yeah, fun and cool. And like, how do you say it? My friend, she likes to say funky. But
funky.
I'm so worried, you know, people be like, what? What's funky?
You like to use cunt now.
Oh, yeah. It's giving cunt.
It's giving cunt. What made you want to start doing makeup?
I was insecure as a little girl, like in sixth grade and stuff. I was really like, I don't know. I just felt like there were so many pretty girls. You know, people bully. Mm-hmm. I got bullied growing up. In Memphis, they don't think, you know, checking is bullying, mm-hmm. but it's most bullying.
Yeah,
they
exactly.
say I look like a raccoon and a... What you call those things?
They'd be so aggressive.
Yeah, just all type of other animals. Because I have dark circles around my eyes. Mm-hmm. But they're like hereditary. Mm-hmm. So I can't do nothing about them. But back then, I used to think I could. So I'd be in like Vogue magazine. Mm-hmm. Mind you, sixth grade little girl. In Vogue magazine, trying to find like remedies to get rid of dark circles and stuff. Because mm-hmm. I don't think I was just that insecure. It's just I want to get that away.
Mm-hmm. I feel you. It was the same way with my lips. Like, my dad has spots on his lips mm-hmm. to where it looked like it's a smoker's line. Mm-hmm. But it's kind of brightened up now. But, like, when I was little, it was super duper dark. And they'd be like, do you smoke? And we'd be in middle school. It's like, bro,
what?
Come on. Jemiah smoke in middle school.
Oh, wow. That's insane.
Kids are stupid. But continue.
But, yeah, I was, like, in those magazines looking up skincare routines. Mm-hmm. Then I would run across like makeup looks, you know. I'm like, I like makeup, like mm-hmm. perfume. I just like all the girly things, not knowing, you know, that I was gonna grow up and be this. Mm-hmm. So when I was like 16, I started interning at MLGW, mm-hmm. my first job for the summer before senior year. And I was actually into nails, like really bad. I was, cause I could draw a little.
Mm-hmm.
So I was into nails really bad.
You could tell you can draw through the makeup.
Yeah. And I was like, I wanna do nails. I was looking at nail tutorials, and I was getting big checks, and I was like, I'm gonna invest in some, you know, nail stuff.
Mm-hmm.
But then makeup tutorials started popping up, and I was like,
mm-hmm.
So I learned how to do my makeup before senior year of high school. And I used to get up at 5:04, sometimes 4:30 a.m. to do my makeup before school. Yeah,
I would always wonder like what time did people wake up before the school when they did the makeup.
Mind you, I wasn't that good at it around that time.
Trust me, I used to do so bad trying to paint my face without, bro, so bad.
Yeah, but my cousin, she ended up opening a Mink Lounge. That's what it was called.
Mm-hmm.
But it was like with makeup, hair, lashes. And they needed people to work in there, and I didn't have no experience, but they was like, we're gonna throw you in there. Mm-hmm. My first client was someone for the wedding.
Oh my gosh, how was that?
Nerve.
That's so huge though.
Nerve-wracking. But she loved it.
Mm-hmm.
But looking at it now, I'm like, girl,
I could be so much different.
Girl. But yeah, I learned business aspects while working there too, like how to run a business. Because I was a receptionist, I was a lash tech, I was a makeup artist, I installed synthetic wigs, long hair, girl, I was doing everything. Even open and close.
You were running the whole thing.
Yeah, I would literally, I didn't have a car because I didn't drive in high school, but I literally took the city bus everywhere.
Oh my gosh.
Yes. Everywhere after getting out of school, I went to Hamilton, so it's a bus stop right across the street from mm-hmm. school. Just to stand there and wait so I can go to work, because I used to go to work straight after school. Just have to bring my makeup case to school. Like,
oh my gosh,
that was something.
That's cute though. That sounds like the beginning of like, you know, those docuseries or documentaries of people like when you see on Lifetime and stuff.
Mm-hmm.
That's what that sounds like.
That's what it gave, because I was doing eyebrows in class, but we didn't have no English teacher.
Oh, so y'all was in there.
Yes.
It was
always
subs.
You
do my makeup?
Mm-hmm. You had a girl. So, why do you wear makeup?
It's always those people.
I don't wear makeup.
It's literally always those people.
What you gonna do for prom, bud?
You want mirror face for prom?
And no, they came in there with caked up makeup on. Sorry to the girls in high school, but
Yeah. Looking a mess.
That was the peak of something.
That is so interesting.
But it's been hard. I mean, like, nothing is easy. Mm-hmm. I just say this. Like, I went through it with trying to do makeup and, like, stopping and starting and mm-hmm. stopping.
What kept you going, like, when you stopped?
I just know I had a passion for it, and I know, like, I was not gonna be working for nobody. Mm-hmm. Like, I just thought, like, no, I cannot. Every time I got a job, I either got fired or I quit it.
I feel that.
It's just not for me.
I definitely feel that. Labor is just not, not a thing.
My mom used to be like, what are you gonna do?
Make it work?
Yeah. And I made it work. I just really got consistent with it. I just stayed down. I said, you know what? Work. Just keep posting, keep, even if it's yourself, you know? Mm-hmm. I did that. Got me some models, you know? I really hate doing my own makeup now.
Really?
I did it so much growing up. I am like, it's like, what do you do? It's like eating something that you used to eat so much when you were little that you don't want to eat no more.
Do you do your makeup the same for your clients that you do yourself?
Nope.
Or like have the same routine?
Nope.
So what's the, like, the biggest difference?
I rarely wear foundation. I, like today, I did concealer. It looked like I have on foundation because I use it as like a foundation, but like I do it a different way. I do different placements and everything. I feel like every time I try to do my makeup how I do other people, it doesn't work. I feel like I look a mess. Don't want it.
I feel you.
But most makeup artists don't. Honestly, I don't do anybody the same, if that makes sense. Because everybody's face is different. You can't, I can't, what can I not do on you that I can do on somebody else? Because everybody has a different shape of face. Mm-hmm. Like, your contour and blush will go different places versus somebody else. Like, there's different face shapes. I learned that in school, too.
That's true.
Esthetician school.
Which esthetician school did you go to?
Empire. Really good program, very affordable. You learn so much. State board is hard, but it's worth it. So hard.
What do you think is like the biggest difference between how people used to do their base routines and now? Because I know like people used to bake a lot, but now it's kind of like just sit it on there, or like people just used to play
soft,
stuff different.
Yeah, we do soft bake now. And it's a lot of different placement now. Like placement is super different now. Everyone don't do the same, you know, where they used to do the concealer, like nose.
Like the triangle concealer.
Yeah, back then it was more so mandatory to do it like that, but now people found their own ways. And like, what do they do? It's not necessarily like a thing just to highlight every part of the face that you like. If you don't want your chin highlighted, you don't have to put it there. If you don't want your nose, you don't have to put it there. A lot of people don't contour their nose anymore because some people never got it, you know.
Yeah. A lot of people struggle with contouring the nose too. Yeah, like,
it's nothing to it though. That's the crazy part.
That's what I be saying. Like, it's fairly simple.
Maybe you want to transform the nose, maybe you can only do something with this part of your nose. You can't do nothing with that.
We doing the circle and all the other stuff. And like that.
Nope. Can't do nothing with that. But I don't know. I think it's easy to learn how to be on makeup nowadays.
A lot of people look for like, different like makeup tutorials are just like different, a set system to follow, but I feel like it just comes with trial and error. Like,
what works for you don't work for somebody
else. Yeah. Because, like, some people's T zone are way smaller, way shorter than other people's.
I have a little face and a little head, so.
Like, my cheeks cover up most of my T zone, so it's like it's gonna be very different than someone who, like, don't have this big of a bone structure.
And there's so many brands out now. Oh gosh.
That's so true. It's a lot of similar products also, so it's like, what do you use? What do I choose? Which one do I?
That's because the makeup market is at an all-time high right now. I think it's worth like some millions. I just don't know the exact price.
Should I think more like the beauty industry?
Like a billion?
Yeah, I think it's
billion. It was so bad that all my people like that worked there with me had to help fix whatever I did wrong.
Oh, really?
I went in the hallway and I sat there and thought about my life.
Where did she have to go?
I don't even know. I can't remember. I got that different. Don't remember. But I don't know. They got me real bad for leaving the room.
Oh.
But that was chaotic. It was a chaotic day for me.
What tips did you learn that help you master?
Learning the actual product, like how they oxidize, because they be. You can get something that's like your skin tone.
Fenty be oxidized.
Ugh, so ugly. It'll oxidize so dark or so light. Because some girls, some dark skin girls don't like to be super dark because they're actually not that dark because their chest is not, So matching their actual body is better as well.
That's pretty.
It's heavy. That was became a master mixer, and it's like I've been doing research now and trying to learn how to teach people that too because I don't know. I just can see color. It's like blue and red make purple. I don't know. It's like I can see color.
You know how to get the shade down. I struggled with that at first, like, because I used to match foundation with my face instead of my, like, neck or, like, chest, and my face is kind of lighter than my body, so, like, I would be like, why does my makeup look so much lighter? Then I started matching it, and I was like, and if I do a tutorial, it looks like I'm putting on too dark foundation, but, like, at the end, people can see, like, okay, that actually matches
my
body.
Yeah, all this gonna turn, like, all the highlighting and contour, it'll make it all kind of warm. A lot of people don't know that making it symmetrical too makes a difference.
What do you mean?
Like making it as even as possible. Like if I highlight your side, your face a certain way, this side, I have to do the exact same side, same way. They can
throw
things out.
I also didn't realize how many like faces or the actual face is not symmetrical. Like I didn't realize that about my face until. I looked at a picture one day and was like, why is my face shifting to the left? You know, it's like, dang, I talk to the left, everything. So, like, is one side of my face paralyzed?
It's like with our body. One side of our body is longer than the other. Most scared. My friend, some are, like, more shifted than others. My friend, you don't see it in her face, like looking at her dead on, and not even recording her either. It's when we all stand in the mirror, and I was like, "What's going on?
What
is her face going that way?" But it's only in the mirror, though. It's odd to me.
I wonder, is it because y'all seen it in the opposite direction?
Maybe so. Oh,
and
like bright under eyes a thing nowadays.
Yeah.
People didn't too much. If they did it, it wasn't like, you know.
You
don't need to bright eyes. Now it's like girls are coming. I want it bright.
I want
it
bright under.
Yeah. Because nowadays, you can do the bright under eye without washing.
Crazy chicken. That's just
I think back then too, when I did first start out, I was like scared to use the product, if that makes sense.
So you was using like minimalist product?
And it'll look like it too. Alright, up again.
So would there be like the coverage wasn't this much? What do you think is like gonna change in makeup like future wise? As far as technique.
That is a good question. I never saw none of this coming either. Let's see. If I was to put myself in the future, techniques, what would change? I feel like the girlies are gonna stop like actually doing full faces. Maybe.
It's gonna turn into skin.
It's gonna be like the skincare thing, adding blush.
I actually, blush is a thing now too.
Back then, people didn't like blush like
that.
Now they're like all over blush.
And they're getting into like putting it directly under the eyes too.
Yeah, it's a lot that can change. I've seen like, that is a good question. Mm-hmm. I'm not even sure.
Cool. Drop in the comments what y'all think is gonna change in technique for makeup, or in makeup technique wise in the future.
That's true.
I asked you this before, but like a lot of people wet their beauty blender and then blend with the beauty blender, but you use like a dry power puff. So like, what do you feel like is the biggest difference?
I feel like for beginners too, it'll blend out better for you. Like, you'll see it actually melt into the skin while you're doing beauty blender, like the wet beauty blender. You have to keep doing it, and it does pick up a lot of the product. It's gonna pick up so much of the product. So yeah,
I'm gonna try it out for the next time I do my makeup.
I'm gonna try it out tomorrow. That changed too, because baby, we was not using powder.
We was not. Where did they come from? I just started using one like a couple months ago, but
I mean, I've known they always were here because they would come in like, you know, the palettes. Especially the cheap.
And I would always throw them away just not knowing like what they were for.
That's crazy.
Yeah, I don't know where I'm buying hundreds of them.
Man, packs.
Did you see? I don't know. Makeup might get futuristic.
That's true.
Because the Pat McGrath, the glass look. Come on now.
Then they got the blushes that like are a certain color, then they change color once you put them on your face.
Oh, I ain't seen it.
But it's getting scientific. Like, it's really getting chemist something, but it's getting very, very scientific. Like, it was this yellow blush somebody had sent somebody for PR, and she didn't think she was gonna like it at first, but then she tried it and it was like this beautiful pink color after she rubbed it on her face.
What?
And I was like, whoa. Like, she was even shocked herself.
That's insane.
No, literally. Y'all look out for that.
Yeah. I look up for anything. Soft bake, but I'm gonna go a little heavier, just like feeling like, you know, back then a little bit, but I ain't gonna do too much, but I feel
like a soft
bake still. Maybe I'm just stuck in these days.
Yeah,
everybody been getting creative with that makeup.
Yeah,
very Rico Nasty. Really, it's evolutionary. Like, nobody gives her props, and it bothers me.
I noticed that. I definitely noticed that. Cause she's, I feel like she originated that. Well, maybe not originated, but like she really pushed on the edgy, like the edgy look. So y'all give her,
give her props.
Giving that girl her props. All right, so she gonna go into the face a little bit more, and then we are gonna come back a little bit towards the end. So y'all just watch as she's doing this or whatever. You know. Describe like how your what you go for your own makeup. Like describe your makeup aesthetic, your personal makeup aesthetic.
I just started being more creative with myself because I was one of those girlies with the 1-2.
Mm-hmm.
And I realized I'm not a 1-2 type girl. I don't even dress 1-2, mm-hmm. You know. So I like to do stuff fun, stuff people wouldn't do.
Mm-hmm.
Like I have green concealer under my eyebrow. No one's gonna do it.
Mm-hmm. But it looks good though.
Like it's cool, it's a vibe. But they like it's cunt.
Mm-hmm.
So yeah, I like to do like a wing liner.
Mm-hmm.
Sometimes just only the inner corner, but today I like wrap it around and make a circle. Just finding different things to do with myself to make me feel better too.
Mm-hmm.
Cause makeup is a luxury.
So y'all check out for the next episode of Post World. Remember, post that girl, okay? Period.